This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered the release Thursday of a Pakistani-British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. The court also dismissed an appeal of Omar Sheikh's acquittal filed by Pearl's family and the Pakistani government. A minister in the Sindh province where Sheikh is being held said the government had exhausted all options to keep him locked up, an indication that Sheikh could be free within days. The minister added that the Supreme Court is the court of last resort. The lawyer of the Pearl family released a statement saying they are in complete shock at the decision. Global debt likely reached 98% of economic output at the end of 2020, the International Monetary Fund said Thursday, as governments poured in nearly $14 trillion in fiscal support to battle the coronavirus pandemic. The IMF also urged that fiscal support stay in place until recovery is firmly underway. In an update of its fiscal monitor, the IMF said that the fiscal support included $7.8 trillion in additional direct spending or foregone revenue and $6 trillion in guarantees, loans, and equity injections. Total support is up about $2.2 trillion since the last fiscal monitor update in October. In a blog post timed to the report's release, the IMF added that global cooperation on producing and widely distributing treatments and vaccines to all countries at low cost is crucial, and that vaccination is a global public good that saves lives and will eventually save taxpayers' money